It's what we do, baby!
This is Race Wars. Race
Wars. I have the power!
Yeah! How's it feel?
With Kurt Metzger.
You're out of your fucking mind, dude.
And Sherrod Small.
Settle down, bitch!
Race Wars.
Race Wars. Yep. Was in the building. John's mom just joined us for a second. She's a sweetie. What a sweetie.
Okay. There's Eli.
Yeah, okay. So we got a packed show. It's Race Wars. I got good news today that New York State is going to open up indoor dining September 30th at 25%. So that's good news for stand-up comics. Yep. Because, you know, we can't be far behind any indoor performers and, stand-up. So that sounds like good news. Maybe a week or two later, they'll do 50%. Then after that, we'll be back, you know, rolling with the homies, as they say in the movie Clueless.
Hi. What's up, Eli?
Is Eli, where you calling? Have you been kidnapped? Nigga, where you at?
Yeah, I clicked the wrong damn thing. Y'all had a link for the damn Google meeting thing first, and I clicked on
Karen
that.
Karen messed up today. Karen thought she did everything right. She did everything wrong.
No, she didn't. I guarantee she did everything wrong.
Yeah, the Zoom link comes with another link. Like, Google's always trying to, like, play Zoom on their
intentionally misled me.
Okay, well, you're here now, Eli. How you holding up, Eli?
Doing great, dude.
Good. Everybody good in your family? Nobody died? That Southern accent tells me that y'all had some fatalities in that family. Nothing says COVID got us good like that accent. Huh? Can you hear me? Anybody?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But everybody's good in your family in the South?
Oh, yeah, dude. No one's dying from COVID. They're dying going out and fighting the counter-protesters in Portland.
Oh, that's what they're doing. Yeah, that white trash family of yours. That goddamn white trash family. Think they own the fucking Blue Lives Matter t-shirts. Ah, they bug me. Have you been watching some of the protests in Portland? It's been getting heavy-handed out there, man. It's, what, 100 and something days of protests every night?
Oh, yeah, that rolls, dude.
Yeah, what's your... So what's your perspective on that? Whose side are you on? I hear what your family's thinking. What do you think?
Oh, I'm Team Antifa, baby.
Antifa? Nigga, you think that's a black girl in Queens? You got a room you can play. You asshole. But, you know, Trump came out and said, you know, that he's law and order. He's the law and order president. So, and he's trying to squelch all that stuff in Portland. People can't protest no more. Would you stand on that, John? Are you with that, John?
I mean, no. I mean, I think it's ridiculous. I mean, the law and order president, that motherfucker is the 30 Rock president for all I know right now. And this dude is so crazy. And I'm most of you listeners know I'm a lifelong Republican too.
Yeah, we can tell. That's how Filipinos are so confused. They don't know what side they're on. You're just like Manny Pacquiao. You hate the gays and you're Republican. The Filipino. What are y'all doing over there? You got good chefs. But other than that, your politics stinks.
Yeah, we got money, though.
Some do. Not the ones on 90 Day Fiancé. They don't.
No, that bitch does not have it.
No, and her breath was stinking? That ain't the rich ones, huh? Yeah, she's with my boy. No nap.
Listen, the protests, I mean, people need an outlet to speak. And I think it's, you know, listen, there's always going to be a little bit of, there's going to be a shakeup. There's going to be looting. There's going to be some violence every time that we have change. You know, I saw that cartoon that was posted a couple of about decades ago about Martin Luther King, and says that all the protests are going to be peaceful. And
yeah, they were saying the same shit, man. They were saying
it's so crazy. Like, there needs to be a change. I mean, there are the countless number of lives. They are printing shirts. They are reprinting Black Lives Matter shirts because all of the black people that are getting shot changes every single day.
Because more people get shot. And it's always hilarious when white people bring up Martin Luther King Jr. because they killed him too.
Right.
Oh, he was peaceful. So, yeah.
And he was some peaceful as peaceful. And they shot him too. So that shit don't matter.
Hold up, Sherrod, you think that people were actually going to, like, I guess it makes sense that on the surface you think, oh, Trump's the law and order guy. He's the guy that'll come in and stop these things. I think that America's smarter than that. I think they realize that Joe Biden actually will, and I'm not even saying it's good that things will cool down under Biden. Fuck Joe Biden. But I think that people will realize that things will settle down at least a little bit. If, like, even right-wing people who, their biggest problem is they don't want to be annoyed. They'll be like, okay, if I put Biden in, I will be less annoyed by this chaos.
Mm-hmm. But it depends on if they're making money. If you're making money, you'll deal with being annoyed. If you're making some cashola, you'll be like this. I can be annoyed. I don't give a fuck. I'm making money.
I'm talking about average middle America voter.
But yeah, but people vote with their pockets, man. They always have.
Yeah, but Biden's not going to take their money. Like, I mean, if really think that Biden is Bernie and is going to take all their money, then sure. But I don't think they're that stupid.
I hope not. I didn't think they was that stupid to even put us in this position. But, you know, you're always surprised by how dumb somebody might be. But you see, this Woodward thing came out, this interview that he had with Trump. And Trump was talking about the virus back in February, saying the virus was super deadly. But he played it down to an American people. But to Bill Woodward, he told the truth. And, yeah, so a lot of people died. 200,000 people dead from it now. So do you think he was wrong for not telling the American people the facts right up front?
About what?
Does anybody speak English? About the coronavirus?
He made a bet, right? And he was like, look, I can either bet that this is going to be bad or try to provide in case it's bad, or I can try to call it, right? The way that people like try to call the election and then feel so smug afterwards. He tried to call it and he was like, I'm going to be so fucking smug. I'm going to feel better than everybody. I'm just going to call it right now. It's not going to be that bad. You guys are hyperventilating for no fucking reason. And he was somewhat wrong. Like, people are dying. It wasn't what they said.
Somewhat wrong. He was way off. He was way off. 200,000 people died. It could have been a lot less people if we all reacted.
The projections were so much worse than that, that I can kind of understand why he thought that he might err on that side. But it's just like, it's like, you know, the death penalty, in my opinion, is wrong, because if you even get one innocent person, then the whole thing has to go. It's like that with Corona. Yeah. Like, if you have all these people dying, right, even if it's not what they said it was going to be, then you're in the wrong to not, like, really, like, you're wrong to not count on the worst case. You're America's dad. You're in charge. The buck stops with you. And he's like, I'm the law and order president. But all the not law and order that you see now is under your presidency. So you're not the law and order president. This is your fault.
Yeah, he only bought title only. Go ahead.
100% cosign. Karen is right. She's terrible at inviting someone to Zoom, but she's otherwise.
I mean, I think the law and order line really goes. It's trying to get that blue union vote. I mean, they're trying to get the cop vote. They're trying to get that.
Is it his attempts to trying to get these votes? Is he dividing us more as a nation?
Absolutely.
Wait, who, Trump?
Definitely.
Yeah.
Because he knows
he's not going to get a bunch of mild votes, right? Like, he's not going to get, like, a ricotta cheese vote of, like, this will do. This is, like, a nice flavorless cheese, and I'll just go for it. He's going to get only, like, he's going to get the blue cheese vote, you know? Like, I like this stinky-ass cheese. I'm, like, all about it. He needs people who are completely all about him, because he knows people on the fence are going to be like, I don't really know. Like, do you know what I mean? He needs to polarize people to win, because that's the only people who vote for him are, like, so into him.
Yeah, 26 here's the thing. Example. That was the stay-at-home vote. That's what won him.
What do you mean the stay-at-home
didn't want to go and vote for Hillary? Mm-hmm. But I think that what that blue wave that hit, that took over Congress, that was a wake-up call to the Trump campaign. That was like, well, we need to start going to our Gorgonzola population and get
But yeah, do you think he has a chance? So how do you see this playing out in November? I mean, the election's only about 50 days away.
I think anyone who thinks that they know is crazy. Like, I have no idea. Yeah. I could see either of them get crushed. I could see either of them win by a tiny margin.
Honestly, I think that the worst thing to happen right now is polls. Because polls can say whatever you want. People aren't really honest. People aren't going to tell a random stranger outside of a shopping mall that they're going to vote for Trump. There's so much stigma with that.
Definitely not white people.
Polls give people so much. But Sharati, do you remember 4 years ago when, like, Hillary was leading by this huge margin? People were like, we're good. That's it. She's going to win. Yep. And then it was just not at all what we thought, because people don't really fucking tell pollsters
Even exit polls on your way out of voting. No. They don't tell the truth. No. White people, that's the last thing they want to tell you is what they politically fucking believe.
What kind of a fucking nerd answers a poll, though? Have y'all ever done a poll?
I've done a couple polls. I've been bored and high.
I've done a survey and making sure that I get a free appetizer on my next visit.
You're finding out what the percentage of people fucking nerdy enough to sit through a fucking poll, who they will vote for.
But, you know,
for.
People, they used to call you on your home. They used to call on your phone, and they'd be like this. We're taking a poll for blah, blah, blah. And sometimes you go like this. Don't call here no more. And sometimes you go like this. I'm high enough to listen. Go ahead. What you got?
I would fuck with them. I would intentionally fuck with them anyway.
Well, someone texted me yesterday, and they were like, hi, I'm so-and-so from whatever, whatever. On a scale of 1 through 5, with 1 being the most Trumpy and 5 being the most Biden-y, where are you voting? No, there was 1 being definitely Trump and 5 being definitely Biden. And I was like, it's definitely none of your business. Goodbye.
And they wrote down Trump.
She was like, that sounds red.
I mean, we have to also remember that we're still in this quarantine phase of the country.
You're right.
So, I mean, the amount of money that's been spent on advertisements alone by the Biden campaign is so excessive. I mean,
Trump's fucking ran through $1 billion.
What the fuck are they
right? Which he's
to
about
do?
To use his own money. But we're looking at the biggest DNC spend of any presidency.
And that's how important it is.
The highways are 50% full. It's amazing.
I know, but you can't judge it. You can't judge it on, they're just playing to win. You can't judge someone's victory on the fact that they wanted to win.
Yeah, that's it. John, you think about the business aspect of this shit too much, John.
You're a business Republican.
Booking. You're not booking president.
If he pan around in his yard, you'll see a Trump fucking banner.
Put it down.
Is there anyone?
Can I ask you something, John? What is it about the Republican? And this is a real question. Like, I don't care what you do, but what is it about the Republican platform that attracts you most of the time?
Well, because I believe in smaller government. I don't believe in a federal government. I'll be honest. I don't think actually. This really changed my idea, and I'll kind of come full circle.
Don't this coronavirus show that we need a strong fucking central government
to
absolutely
help
fucking stop things
actually,
like this?
I'll be honest with you and your listeners right now. I'm going to be for the first
no,
time. I haven't
just
voted
with us,
for
the listeners. Go ahead.
Just with you. Fuck the listeners. This is the first time that I'm actually going to vote in a presidential election since I've been able to vote. And I'm going to be voting for the Biden and Kamala Harris ticket. Because I think there's a racial divide right now, and I think we need to see something of color, and we need to see
something of color.
Something of color, like a jacket or an umbrella.
I'm still a Republican, all right?
Like a red light, motherfucker. What do you mean? What kind of color?
You just see color. You don't even see. You just see color. You don't see gender.
Yeah,
that
you don't understand. What about how she worked hard and she's a prosecutor for years and she's built for the job and she's better than Mike Pence.
And I'll be honest with you. I'm looking at the optics. We look. As a country, we look fucking terrible right now. Neighborhoods are divided.
Terrible to who?
I mean,
terrible
speak
to
for
who?
Yourself. My
whenever people say foreigners, like
better.
The Europe is laughing at us, we go like this, fuck Europe, nigga. Ain't nobody losing sleep because Belgium don't believe in us.
But I'm just saying, I want to have a different America now. But back to your point, Karen, the reason that I vote on a Republican basis is because I live in an area. I own property. I like my taxes low. That's why I'm registered. Presidential election, in my opinion, never affected me until this moment, in my opinion.
But no, but your local elections always affected you. If you worry about your property taxes and all that shit, that's right there in your local district. All that is like there's a local thing. That's not the federal government.
But exactly, but the question was why I vote Republican, and why I vote Republican is because on a local level, it affects me. But on a federal level, I could care less. But this election, I actually care.
Well, Doug, John, I'm hate to break, you are voting for a Republican for president, like that.
Technically, yes, I am.
The co-author of the crime bill.
No, you're voting for Trump. Don't try to make it some random dude. Because you're voting for Donald J. Trump. Melania is not voting for him.
But Biden is, man. He's doing the bare minimum. He's running on just not being Trump. And I think it's dumb to you have to commit your vote to him.
But Biden, he came out with his own policy. He came out with policies before Trump even mentioned anything. He came out with his first 100 days already, what he's going to do. He came out with shit already because he knows he's going to do exactly opposite of what Trump does. He's not just saying about Trump. He's acting like he's not Trump. Because
he's
coming out with actual policies.
He said some shit that would be like the bare minimum that you'd expect from a president during a pandemic.
I think that we're so shook and we've been so skewed. Like just like the pandemic's the new normal, Trump's become the new normal. And so now when someone does just the normal thing that a president does, we're like, you're barely working.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, that's actually
exactly.
what he's supposed to do.
Exactly. That's what I hate about Joe Biden. Pass Medicare for all, bitch. Fuck you.
Why?
But it would be better if you won. But it would be better if you won. It would be better if
Biden. In Medicare, take out the word 65. I'm a very big firm believer in that.
Wait, what, John?
What'd you say? John, we can't hear you at all.
What'd you say?
You want me to
turn your trees down?
which show are you booking me on? Which show?
Can you
said
you're
all for Medicare, but take off 65?
Yeah, take out the word 65.
Why?
Because when you take out the word 65, if you read the Medicare law, it means that everybody can get health care.
Oh, so you're saying it's just take the age off of it?
Just take the age off of it.
Yeah, but that's already cost getting trillions of dollars. That taking 65 off, like, how do we? It is
so
a good
we'd be like
How
Canada.
Let's end the endless wars. Huh? Let's stop giving cops tanks to monitor schools.
That's fine, but
we have the money for it.
We definitely have the money for it. We're not broke. We have the money for all of it.
We have the money.
We can do it 15 times over.
We are a war option country. Like, even if we're not at war, we want the option to be at war. We're like, what if we're in an expensive fucking war? Who's going to pay for that? That's why people are afraid of us and why we can flex so hard, because we have a war option always.
Who are you referring to? Those losers? You're referring to those losers and nobodies who died in the war, like the president called them? call them losers.
That's
what you're referring to?
Cares what he says.
He ain't giving them the money neither.
the long-running line was always that Democrats, John, lean forward.
Okay. Yeah, lean forward to your mic.
Democrats.
John, it's hard to hear what you're saying when you're in person, so you really got to try.
They say that Democrats want a small military, but send it everywhere, and Republicans
want
a big
military.
Army.
They don't want a small military.
They don't want any military. Is that what you're saying?
No, we do want military.
No, the
Democrats want military.
The Democrats actively fund the military for Trump while they pretend they're resisting.
True.
Yeah, nobody's taking money away from the military.
That's a fact. That's a fact. Everyone likes to flex. Part
John,
of
I know you wanted to feel like you were being
flex.
Yeah, it ain't like the Republicans giving the military money and Democrats taking money away. They all give the military money, man.
Yeah.
That's one unit that always gets their loot. They always get their money.
It's up to your federal, your representatives and your senators that want big contracts for more spending.
Look, this is some true nerd shit. Just burn it down.
Burn it down, huh?
Yeah, y'all have fun taking your polls and budgeting. Go do something meaningful. Break a fucking window. Jesus.
Now you sound like the Black Panthers. Now look at
hey,
you. You
John,
got Eli
John,
talking
you,
about,
hate the, you hate the Fed, John? Abandon the Republicans. Become an anarchist. It rules. I'm against violence. I will not personally do violence or anything like that. But
you will clap when you see it?
Oh, hell yeah. Hell yeah. As long as it's not against a person. As long as it's not against a person.
So dogs are fine? You're going to kick a police dog in the nuts?
And what's the point?
Dogs are cool. You can't hurt a dog.
So no dogs, no people. So cats, you're going to put firecrackers in
their
ass?
No living beings. Nothing sentient.
Okay. Can you cut down a couple trees?
I'm not out here burning down an empty building, but I do think that burning down an empty building counts as peaceful protest.
Because it's
empty?
I
agree with that.
Stop it right now. You agree? No, John, you don't agree. You don't.
Yeah, he does.
Do you?
I think I do.
Darren, you look like you're making a homemade music video in the mall.
Roscoe said it again.
No one's safe.
Why did I agree to this?
Why are we burning something to be Eli?
At least you got sent a Zoom link. Eli. I was sabotaged on my way over here.
Yeah, she gave him the wrong link. She was gonna Google something.
Why would burning something to the ground be considered peaceful? What is that? Why?
Because it ain't. Listen, first of all, people act like rioting and burning shit is not a part of American history. What the fuck do you think the Tea Party? What do you think the Tea Party was?
What
do you think that was? And they burnt fucking British ships with tea in it, burnt it and stole and looted the fucking ships. And by the way, they dressed up as Native Americans when they did it. They dressed up as Native Americans when they did it. So it ain't like they were just being bold and brave and took a risk. They was trying to throw the blame for the Tea Party on the Natives. But now it's a part of American history. Like, they were so heroic the way they looted and burned ships.
Yeah.
They were heroic. So it's only about the motherfuckers who write history of what's good
fine,
and what's bad.
But they didn't call it peaceful. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about people calling burning shit or looting shit peaceful protests. It's not. Let's just call it what it is. You can
no,
be
if you're burning
for it,
shit,
but
no,
it's
no,
not
no.
Peaceful.
Peaceful is not burning. Peaceful is usually getting your ass whooped or hosed down by the cops or dog sicked on you.
Right.
I don't agree with
the language.
So it's
only peaceful one side. The other side, always violent.
Yeah, fine.
That's it. I don't agree with the language of trying to call some of them peaceful and some of them not. That's just a way for them to get control. So I'm just using the language they do, because I think it's all legitimate protest. And if you're coming at me with this bullshit, oh, this is peaceful, this isn't, I'm just going to say all the protest is peaceful, because I think it's all legit if you're not hurting anyone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true. Because a property gets damaged. We can learn from how this country started with the fucking tea.
But property damage is hurting people. It is hurting people. They're not damaging fucking, you know, some like, you know, I don't know, Apple or whatever. It's all mom and pop stores that can't afford the security or like can't afford the
CVS ain't a mom and pop store. Dwayne Reed ain't a mom and pop store.
They're mostly targeting the big businesses. And the mom and pop, first of all, the
buy is not a mom and pop store.
They're not great. They're probably assholes too. Just because we're used to this, like, small business mom and pop, these are just the shitty exploiters on this level.
Yeah. Some of these mom and pops didn't allow blacks.
I would agree with you, Karen. I think that you should go after the big businesses as opposed to the small businesses.
But what does that prove? This is what I'm saying. If you're protesting racial injustice. Hold on, wait, shut up. If you're protesting racial injustice by looting a CVS, tell me how that makes your point on a larger scale. Why should anyone take you seriously? What are you gonna fucking, you know, loot the receipts out of the thing and be like, I did it, it's racial justice now. Like, how does
it's
that happen?
It's pushback. It's why when people get frustrated, sometimes you get angry and you wanna fucking destroy what you think controls you. So some of these same CVS's been knocking mom and pop shops, been knocking mom and pop shops out of business way before any protests. You understand also,
I don't think that's exactly making your point that black people and white people should be treated the same. I mean, I think
the whole thing is a global, but it's bigger than just black and white that. It's a fucking global takeover of peoples. It's like when CVS can do this to every mom and pop in 18 nations, you got a problem. With that, when Best Buy can do that to every fucking mom and pop TV shop in 18 countries,
so
it's a global takeover, and that's why motherfuckers is fighting global shit.
Forget about the civil unrest and protests. I mean, we're talking about America right now, but there's civil unrest and protests constantly across this world. I mean, the Philippines is a perfect example of it. They do the same thing. Yes, they burn down the buildings of the big businesses, but they also burn down, you know, a mom and pop shop. It happens.
It happens.
I
mean, it's part of fucking growth.
I want to use this word, but it's collateral damage. One of the biggest signs that sent was when they burned down that police station. I thought that was a perfect example of what needs to happen during a protest.
Oh, that shit rolled, dude.
Completely different. Because that is sending a message to power. CVS, I'm so sorry. Yeah. CVS does not enslave you. I'm sorry.
But who
CVS
you think this power comes from? Follow the money. If you want to know power, follow the money. All these big businesses give to fucking campaigns on both sides. Follow the money. They're part of it. They know what they're doing. They know what to do to get zoning. And they're doing it on a local level with your congressmen, your assemblymen, your motherfucking everybody who's local in your government is in bed with the same companies.
That you're right. Also, so why do something that lets people dismiss you out of hand, right? It's like
even speaking up. People have fucking dismissed you out of hand for speaking up at all.
When he kneeled,
they look at the basketball player. Shut up and dribble.
So it's the same as
they told LeBron. LeBron James.
No, it's not.
Look, LeBron is not out burning.
He freaked out equally when Colin Kaepernick took a knee.
Yeah, they told him to shut up and play football, and he did nothing but get to the knee.
The news stopped reporting the peaceful protests, so now people forget it. They want it in the public conscious. And shit to do that I'm fine.
Listen, Kaepernick.
Also, it's like you can't. The thing it seems like we're fighting is that fucking cop that was kneeling on that fucking pig that was kneeling on the dude's neck. Like the fucking immunity he felt in his eyes. You can't legislate that away.
You're right.
This is an arm wrestling match, and they've reduced us to smashing shit.
Yes, and you worried about property while we're losing lives. It's lives being lost. It's lives being lost. I see more people upset about fucking property being destroyed.
Yeah, the more they get upset
easily,
about it, the more
lives being lost.
The more people get upset about the property damage, the more you should do it to show them this doesn't fucking matter.
It doesn't fucking matter. It's like that little girl lost her father and watched him die. We all watched him die on TV.
I think most people agree with you, Karen, by the way. I do think, I know I'm in the not popular
No, I agree.
But I just want to say that I hear you and I do totally get the point. I get it. You're like, the message isn't strong enough. We have to do something extreme. I get it. But what happens when you break shit unlawfully is that people get to tell you to go fuck yourself and they don't even have to listen to you because and now you're doing something. And by the way, the collateral damage comes right back around to you. You're talking about these big corporations that have everybody by the throat. Who do you think is ultimately going to pay for that? Not them? No, that's going to come right back around to us. There's a sounds better like way
a,
of doing it.
It sounds like a trash system that should be destroyed. So
yeah, burn it down.
That sounds like poverty.
They are listening.
I gotta
now.
Say, whenever somebody says burn the system to the ground, I'm like, oh, you have no stake in it. You don't own property.
Oh, yes, I do.
I got a lot of stake in it.
I'm not talking to you, Eli, specifically, but it just sounds like poor people talk.
And
like,
childish.
Don't be all poor and be like, I have nothing to lose here, so everybody should lose everything.
No.
Have a little fucking. Have
That's not what they're saying when they burn it down. What we want to burn down is the fucking injustice, the inequality in the system that trickles to everybody. It's like the motherfuckers benefit from it and they don't want to realize they do, and motherfuckers are getting their fucking neck choked every day by it.
This
so it's like,
great.
That's what you want to burn down. It's like black people who got, listen, who own property, got kids in the system. It's like, yeah, and we still want to burn down this systematic fucking racist shit
that's
because
fine,
we need to start better. We need to
hurricane,
do better.
Man, force of nature that they created.
We need to do better. Gotta clean out our fucking emotional house as a country, man.
John,
like, there's a lot of leftover shit here.
House?
And then a lot of people who've been here burning shit, been here for generations, then just get here one generation ago.
How are you going to clean up,
not one
clean
generation.
Up your emotional house by burning down an actual house? That doesn't make any sense.
Yes, because you got
to
let this,
to
no, this energy got to come out. If you feel powerless, you do what you got to do to feel like you got some power, that you can get some attention. That's what you do. That's what you got to do.
Hey, John.
And it's like, you got to understand, these people who've been burned, these people been here long before you ever came to America or your peoples. A lot of people who talking shit is a generation in or two generations in. My grandfather's 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 grandfather, grandfather's been here, nigga, going through the same shit we fighting. So that's why it's hilarious when motherfuckers will come here in the 1900s trying to tell us how America works. You don't know. We've been here longer than you, man. We've been taking more of an ass whooping than all of y'all. Period.
John.
And it's like these new motherfuckers to the ship are like this. Why can't you just do this? It's like, man, you don't understand that even our ass whooping is the reason why you got here and wanted to come here. The John. Whooping we took.
John.
Yeah.
If you keep booking me, I'll make sure that they don't smash Stand Up New York's window.
I already put stuff up in the window. We're all
good. Oh, buddy, you're you're dealing with
up the windows.
Level here. So just keep booking me, buddy. That's all I'm gonna say.
I see the fat black pussycat. I got everything all wooded up too. They got everything.
Yeah, I mean, dude,
Let's talk about something fun, guys. That where we all get along and smile.
Oh, well, we all get along. This is getting along. This is race wars.
This is getting along. Yeah,
this sounds like a regular night at the bar, actually.
You got to burn it down, baby.
You know what? That was so good. It was better than sex. I'm going to smoke a cigarette.
Smoke it. Get it out. Yeah.
I like
we had a crossroads as a nation. We can deal with it or not, but we are. We are. Either we're going to be more divided or we're going to be more united. And that's as simple as that.
Listen, I get the anarchist thing.
And everybody, it's like all these nations around the world know that that's America's open womb. Race. They know it. That's why Russia exploits it. That's why China exploits it. Because they know that's something we never dealt with. We put a Band-Aid on a bullet wound.
Is there a way to work
one at a time? Oh, my God. What's that, Eli?
Oh, I was just asking Sherrod if there was a country that he actually would be like, if they hate America, he'd be like, oh, that sucks.
If a country hated us?
Yeah.
Yeah, fuck all those countries who hate us. I mean, they got their own problems too. It's like they can always try to be like this.
Is there one particular one that like hurts your feelings? Like, oh, I wanted Cuba to like us.
Like one that hurt my feelings that they not like this or they would be like this?
Yeah.
You said yes to both things.
I agree. John, seriously though, keep booking me, dude.
How are you doing? I think
you
I was doing show Saturday.
Four hamburgers at the picnic yesterday.
Wait a minute,
what?
John.
What'd you say, John?
Eli ate four hamburgers at the picnic, two pieces of sub. Like, are you getting fed, my boy? Like, what's going on over there? Like, I know you don't like money and you don't like the system, but bro.
He's like a runaway.
There are some nerds out here telling me I can't loot shit, so I'm dependent on the comic flippers to make me hamburgers. So I'm just eating hamburgers and filling out pools all day.
Oh my God, Sherrod, you would have loved it.
Working within the system so that I can get my privilege.
Eli and I were being white trash. We were putting mayonnaise up on the burgers and everything, throwing them up on the grill.
Throwing them on the grill. Wait, where was that? Where were you guys?
Prospect.
Alley.
Prospect Park.
Prospect Park.
Yeah.
And did you do a show out there? How was the show?
We did a show afterwards, but I had to go back to, you know, I can't stay in Brooklyn too long, so I had
That's right. Court ordered.
Court order, not allowed, but I went back to the Upper West Side. But Eli, you had a show at McCarran, right?
Yeah, dude, I crushed and everyone else sucked.
Okay.
Nah, they were great. There was this fucking couple, the most gorgeous couple I've ever seen, practically just dry fucking on a blanket in the audience, though. Smoking cigarettes while they just kind of dry humped.
During the show?
Yeah.
Outdoor shows, anything can happen. How they been going, though, John? How's the outdoor shows going in the park?
Bro, we've been doing it. Dude, call me the park king, bro. Like, we're doing so many shows. Karen's been on shows.
I used to call you the park king. No one's going to call you the park king. We're all
not going
to
happen. Not going to happen.
God damn it.
Too much. I can
try to start it.
No one wants to be called the park king.
They've been good, though. They've been really good. I mean, listen, James pissed off the world with that article that he wrote.
Oh, about New York's dead?
Yep, and then Jerry Seinfeld chimed
stung
in.
Stung him, yeah.
Right, and then, like 3 days later, Jason Zinnemann wrote an amazing piece on us in the New York Times. So it was like a back and forth. I'll be honest with you, this is a statement from the club. We love James to death, but we think he's absolutely wrong. You know, we see the joy and the amazement in everyone's eyes. Oh my God, I can't believe I'm doing this on this fucking show. No, but listen, you know how it goes. You've had James on the show as well. I mean,
James, a big friend of the show, Race Wars, he's on all the time.
Yeah, he caused a shot in the dark, and guess what? It hit a couple things.
He did what he had to do as a journalist, man. What you want to do is have motherfuckers talking about your piece, and everybody was talking about his piece, and it got Jerry's attention, and then it became a bigger piece. So I think James did his job.
It turned into a piece that like has literally 30 to 40 people at every single show on a Monday or Tuesday. Like, I had more people at Cedar Hill, I think, than I have on a Friday night at the club. It was amazing.
100%. I was there yesterday, literally Cedar Hill on a Tuesday, and it was lit. The club, these shows have the club's fine, but these shows have like such a special energy. It was like, it was really nice. And honestly, McCarran's been popping.
What the number one thing is at these shows? They're free, you sons of bitches. That's why they pop it off.
Soon as you gotta pay some money. Like, hey, you motherfuckers.
Savage.
Yeah, that was a little savage. But I'm just saying, no, we're having a fun time doing it. We're going to keep on doing it till like whenever it gets cold. We got plans to move to another location when it gets a little bit colder here.
Oh, do that shit in the snow, dude. That'd be awesome.
I would love to do a little like oil barrel bonfire and then people huddle around it, you know, like by the Christmas trees.
They have shows like that in Aspen during a comedy festival. Listen, but what do you think about this, the restaurants being able to open at the end of the month?
Yo, 25% is dope, but I hold 125 people, so. Yeah.
September 30th, you can start doing indoor dining, and I think that's going to go hand in hand with
this
indoor
performances.
This is the worst
thing, though, Sherrod, for our industry. The SLA, which is the State Liquor Authority, currently has a clause in there that says that comedy is not allowed in anything that has a liquor license. They can have ambient music, but they can't have any comedy.
That was earlier. But now with the September 30th decision that they open indoor dining, I'm sure I already spoke to some of the people at the Blue Note, and I think that's going to include indoor performance.
Perfect. But that means that I'm at 20 people at my club, or 30 people at my club. The stand is going to be at 25 people at their club.
Cellar's going to have maybe 20 people at the main club, but you can put at least 50 or so at the pussy of the underground. Plus, here's the thing. Once they do 20,
I don't care about me.
I know. But once you do 25%, I don't think it's only going to be a week or two later before they do
50%. Unless there's a spike.
Unless there's a spike.
What this has showed us all is that we don't know where it's going to go. You know what I mean? I follow the weather on a daily basis to make sure that we can have shows. And now I'm going to be following trajectories and these J curves of spikes in coronavirus.
You know, I said stand up is the new baseball because you can get delayed by fucking weather now. You can rain delay.
Yeah, because no one cares about it. That's why it's the new baseball.
That's right.
John, well,
because
that's
Dominican's taking it over.
I'm still going to be performing in parks, though. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, you're also going to be living in parks.
hey, that's why they call me the Park King. They call me the Park King. Because I'm homeless.
You there before the show start.
Yeah.
Are we recording yet, by the way?
The whole thing's
nope.
Been recorded, babe.
This is all rehearsal.
John.
I think we're going to be back, though. I think we're going to be back indoors. Definitely, if the restaurant's the 30th, I'm thinking first week in October, second week of October, you'll have stand-up at some capacity inside. Mm-hmm. I spoke to the guys at the stand, too, Paul and Patrick, and everybody's looking forward. Even at 25%, you can still get people in.
Sure.
And you're going to have, you can still have the outdoor dining and shit going on too. Plus, you can have the indoor performance.
October 31st.
What's that?
Outdoor dining is done October 31st.
I'm hearing different, though. I heard that they're extending it.
What?
I heard
they're extending it.
October 31st. Here's the thing, listen, we also have
I heard
to remember
it's extended.
We can open at 25%, but who knows if people are going to want to show up.
Yeah, people are definitely still going to. Yeah, they're going to be apprehensive about coming inside. You definitely know that. But then you'll have the diehard people who just want to come.
I think there's enough people. There's at least enough segment of the population to fill in whatever. Wait, outdoor dining ending is a good thing, right, Karen? Or am I wrong about that?
I think, here's the thing. We don't have capacity because if 25% is so little. And remember before times, how long it would take to get a decent table or whatever. It's going to be 4+ times that. A quarter of the people have the jobs that they had before. And if it's outdoor, indoor, in addition to being outdoor, then people have jobs, more people have jobs. Cutting outdoor is going to cut jobs. So it's going to even less than people have now.
Okay, I'm hearing rumors that it's going to go past November.
You're sick.
I heard rumors that it's going to go into next year, actually. Wow. Go ahead.
They should wait until the last possible moment. They should let people do heat lamps and stuff. They should wait, really so that New York can be, kind of as normal as possible while still doing corona. Because otherwise, people are going to be devastated. The bottom of the pyramid, the actors, the all the people that, the bartenders, the waiters, all of that.
Everybody Karen dates.
all the bodies that carry New York are going to be devastated.
So you're saying that if people are allowed to eat outside, it'll be easier for protesters to harass them. That's a great idea. I agree with you. Good call.
I yell, this is your fight too, as I walk by them.
Wake up.
First of all, Karen, if you need a reservation at any table, you can just always ask Sherrod or I to make a call for you. That's fine. Get you a reservation wherever you'd like.
I got you.
But did you see that story of the protesters that went in front of these an outdoor dining and grabbed the dude's beer and started chugging it and was smashing glasses?
Protesters. Yeah, that's just assholes.
When are the visiting hours for these poor customers that literally nothing bad can happen to? I tweet about this. The whole country collectively shit on Karens and then started crying like little bitches when some outdoor dining experiences were spoiled. Get the fuck out of here.
John,
I haven't gotten the email list yet. I haven't gotten the email for next week's shows. Did you forget to send it to me?
Commit to the bet, Eli.
I just need to be outdoors. I need vitamin D, dog. Just book me so I can have vitamin D.
He's looking real pasty. He's right about that. I can see his bone marrow through that flimsy skin. His skin is like the wings of a fly, nigga. I can see right through.
That's the best way I've heard that shit described. I'm joking. Yes. Race Wars rules. I want Race Wars back.
Oh, God.
I want outdoor Race Wars.
Outdoor Race Wars. We had that a couple times.
We're about to have an outdoor race war.
Yeah.
It's happening right now.
It's currently happening all across the country, an outdoor race war.
That's the show's name right for these times.
You're prophetic, dude. That was pretty prescient.
Yeah. Saw it coming, man. Could feel it. Went like this. Race war.
What's that hat, Sherrod? I can't tell because of the...
LB, Long Beach.
Oh, nice, dude.
Long Beach hat.
John, what's your hat?
You know I'm repping the brand, baby.
Oh, cool. Can you book me on one of those soon?
Let me call Kyle to put you on shows. Hold on.
I mean, I think we're going to be back in business before, as long as we up by, you know, Thanksgiving-ish. The busiest week of the year between Christmas and New Year's Eve. You got to think about times like that where it's like really popping off for shows, man. That's when you
sure,
really
but
be.
What is most of our demographic for that? It's mostly tourists. Like we don't.
It's mostly tourists, so they got
to
be coming in.
I don't know, man. I don't know.
Some are coming. You know what it's going to feel like the first couple days? It's going to feel like a Jewish holiday. You know, when you go to a club, be like this. What the fuck happened in here? Why is it so empty? Oh, the Jews are doing Jew stuff. So it's like a little light.
How fitting is it that indoor dining is coming back like literally right after the Jewish holidays, actually, which is great. So I think it's a brand new year for it's a brand new year. It's a brand new start for the service industry. So I'm pretty excited. I mean, I have my apprehensions, obviously. Okay. As you know, I mean, listen, I know you've talked to other people at other clubs. I've talked to them as well, and there's that apprehension of what are we going to do.
But the thing is, with stand-up, too, with stand-up New York, you guys don't have a kitchen, so they might treat y'all like a bar, and then you won't be able to open on the 30th.
Sure. There could be
but
that
you gotta
as well.
Have, I spoke to Tom E at a comic strip too, and he reminded me that they don't have a kitchen. I was like, oh, y'all might be on the bar list then.
Yeah, I mean, I'll put a fucking microwave downstairs.
Yeah, put a hot plate or something in that motherfucker and get that.
Yeah, you're right.
Because that might make a difference between a month or two or three. But you know what I'm saying? Opening.
I think, weren't you saying it yesterday? You said that it's so crazy that the West Coast has all these, you know, can do these outdoor shows and can do outdoor dining. But they were like the last ones to kind of do it. I mean, I have no idea what's going on over there. I know Gino just went out to.
They didn't shut down to June. Remember, LA didn't shut down to June.
But they've been allowed to do like the same stuff that we're allowed to do. These out. I mean, people have gotten really just. We've just mutated and we've done some awesome things. You know, yeah. I mean, just the to-go drinks are so fucking cool. Sherrod, you're on your bike all the time, dude. How packed are the parks more than ever? Do you know what I mean?
The parks are packed. People are out there definitely in the parks when I'm out there. Even when I was in Sag Harbor and shit like that, people were outside.
Yeah.
You know, but people were distancing. They were definitely wearing masks. Everybody had a mask. Everybody had their mask. But, yeah, people were definitely getting out the house because the weather's nice. And you get cabin fever and you want to be out and get some fucking nature. Yeah. But it's going to be even rougher if we got to be in the house during this winter fucking situation.
We'll see.
And it's down. Because that gets us sad. It gets dark early. What's that?
I was just saying, speaking of the winter, Eli, are you taking bookings for the winter?
Yeah, but it's going to be sad when it's getting dark at fucking 5 o'clock. And then you're like, fuck. And I got to wear a mask, can't go out.
It was dark as hell. You were playing last night, and it was like, it was dusk. I think Mark Norman went on.
It was absolutely beautiful, I have to say. It was like completely workable. We'll fucking figure it out. Like, we have this entire time. If we have to have a little heat lamp thing or a little light in the tree or whatever, who cares? No big deal. We'll just do it. It's not like, honestly, these are solvable problems. And people here, like, what I've loved about New York, even if you go out now, New York is pretty much okay, but people are wearing masks. Like, people that you didn't think would care about wearing a mask are like fully masked up. Like, it touches my heart.
I see so many homeless people with masks on.
And like, people who kind of don't have, like, honestly, it's New York, so people aren't really gonna. You can wear a mask or not wear a mask, and like, people might give you a weird look, but they're just gonna let you just mind your own business. But everyone's like doing it. Like, doesn't it make your heart happy? Everyone's doing it. Like, everyone cares.
Yes. When you see homeless people with a mask on, he ain't got a house, but he got a mask, and he's kind of, it's like, holy shit, good for you, man. When you, I mean, if I was homeless, I'd be like this, man, fuck off. But they even participated, and so it's like, you know, that's a fucking good sign. That everybody
it's like, I mean, we're coming up the anniversary right now, but like, it's like when people used to wear American flag pins, you know what I mean, during 9/11.
That was the terrorists, and I got to try to act like they wasn't terrorists.
Yeah, John.
I remember
John,
every
terrible comparison, John. What are you talking about?
Every cab driver's cab, Every cab in New York has so many American flags in it, nigga. You thought it was Steve Evil Knievel driving the cab. It looked like he was about to make a jump a canyon, motherfucker.
Everyone was in, dude. I remember that shit did happen. Yeah.
It's like, how many flags do you need in one cab, dum-dum? What are you, Super Dave Osborne?
Everyone was wearing, had their American flags out in New York City, too, during all that?
Yeah.
We had our, yeah.
I was a child. I was in school.
We had our, in Alabama, we had our American flag out.
Here's my mask. Is it?
No, wait, we can't see it.
Yeah.
Oh, love it.
Appropriate. I got the one the president be wearing.
Yeah. I have one with a different American flag on it, but you know, same type of deal.
That's I like how John's screen froze like it was a Dateline photo.
What happened? Oh, I thought he was just paying very close attention.
He looked like the second dude accused in a murder on a Dateline episode.
He could probably, John, can you hear us?
Yeah, now I can. I'm back.
There you go. You like suspect number two, nigga, with Keith Morrison doing a narration. Dateline murder looking motherfucker. Oh shit, this is a good episode. I like you guys.
What a good epi.
Let's get up. I'm about to go get some beers and shit. Enjoy some sports.
Ah, you're making my face all pink, Karen. Get out of here. Yeah, there we go. Sherrod. Now no pink. Now I'm a man again.
There you go. Welcome back. We missed you. You got some pluggy plugs? You want to plug some stuff that's coming up?
Are we done already?
We done already, baby.
Oh, that sucks.
You missed it. It flies by when you're having fun.
Eli, what are your pluggies?
Pink again. More to some plugs.
Pete Lee shirt.
Eli Sayers, E-L-I-S-A-I-R-S on Twitter. I'm an annoying lefty on there, just a heads up. Instagram, same E-L-I-S-A-I-R-S. Listen to my podcast, The Roast Ghost. Oh, an episode with Karen will be released soon. It was a great, fun ep. Yeah, I'll also be on John will do the plugs for my park shows. Okay. He hasn't told me yet, but John, go ahead and do my park show plugs.
Go ahead, Johnny.
You can catch Eli Saris over at McCarran Park coming up this week and next week at Prospect Park and potentially making his way over to Manhattan. We are so excited to have him. He'll be doing a full 60 minutes, actually. So thank you so much. donations to us. We do appreciate it. But yeah, follow the clubs, Stand Up NY. Guys, if you're in the New York City area, go check out a show. Sherrod, check out a show.
I'm coming through.
Karen and Eli are on the shows all the time. We love having you. You can follow me at Boremayo, Boremayo. Guys, I miss you so much. I love you to death. I love all of you so, so much. Also, I haven't been on in a while, but fucking love you, Vic Henley.
Oh, yeah, Vic. Yeah, you know, I miss Vic tremendously. I miss Vic every day. Karen?
Follow me, or you don't have to, but it's Karen Margolis, KerenMargolis on everything. Check us out on YouTube. Check out Two Black Guys with Good Credit. Now I am a black guy with good credit. And check out Nerdgasm on Compound Media. And check me out at the park where I do these awesome shows with Stand Up New York. I'll repost it on my Instagram and on my stories. And if you DM me, I'll let you know when I'm around.
Dope. Dope. Yeah, that's a great episode. Make sure you check out Small Ball on Apple Music and Spotify, comedy podcast I do through Embassy Row. Small Ball got new episodes every week. And then Race Wars, you know you got to catch this. You know, go check out some classic episodes because we got new and classics on patreon.com/racewars. Go and check them out. Check some of your favorites. Make some new favorites.
Can we just record a second episode now?
We can, but we probably won't.
We won't.
I miss y'all. I miss my Race Wars fam. I even like it when my face is all pink and shit.
You don't
I like that
it
too.
You can just click another view. It is a choice.
I like it. I just said I like the pink.
It is good, right?
Salamander.
It is. Pink is a pig.
Pink is a pig. You guys stay out of trouble.
I gotta go take a dip in the hot tub, so I can't make the next one. So about that. Thank you, guys.
And tell your moms I said bye too.
No, thank you so much. Love
all
you guys.
I love you guys.
Love you
Race
guys.
Wars. We did it again, guys. We did it again.
Oh, yeah.
We'll show them. We'll show this pandemic who's boss, huh? We'll be back telling jokes on stage before you know it.
Dad.
I was going to blow my head off. All right, bye, guys.
Bye, y'all.
Bye.